This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. All right, banks have a real problem along with an image problem. Some are still seen as stingy with loans. There are the fees and then the string of headlines about banks paying massive settlements in one tawdry case after another. Smaller banks are betting consumers are fed up about this. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Almost 80% of the respondents in a recent Harris poll blame big banks for the financial crisis. The poll was commissioned by smaller banks who are now using it to smack the big guys and running TV ads that say, hey, we're the good guys.
At Georgetown Bank, we understand that customer service isn't built on talk. It's built on respect.
But the commercials haven't made a dent yet in big bank dominance.
If you go back to 1994, the community banks and credit unions had about a 70% market share. Today, the community banks and credit unions have less than 30.
That's Gabriel Krajic, CEO of Kasasa, which supplies high-tech services to small banks. He says consumers think they can only get that from the big guys. And there's another reason we stay with the mega banks, even if we hate them. Convenience. Bill Black is an economist at the University of Missouri at Kansas City.
If you have to drive 5 miles to use your ATM, most people don't like that.
Black says community banks are able to make a lot of small business loans, but only because the big banks won't bother with them. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.